There's budget supplements galore this morning. Here's Fiona Kelly with the first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Budget saves for long term and spends for present. That's a headline over Pat Leahy's analysis of Budget 24 in today's Irish Times. Leahy writes that the muted reaction to the speeches of Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue in the Dáil chamber yesterday belied the fact that this was a significant budget that made two substantial moves, the first of which he identifies as a huge giveaway to voters with the looming general election in mind. The second, he says, was the more far-reaching policy of the creation of two funds which windfall tax will be channelled into. It was an audacious move, Leahy writes, which will force future governments to constrain their spending or tax-cutting ambitions. As well as lots of analysis in today's papers, you'll also find an array of supplements detailing the new measures and how they've been received. Under the headline, The Six Ages of the Budget, the Irish Independent gauges the reaction of six of its own journalists based on age, starting with 20-something Maeve MacTaggart up to septuagenarian Marianne Herron. 60-something John Downing tells us that personally he was very happy with the €12 increase to the state pension, while elsewhere in the paper, back in objective analysis mode, he suggests that the smooth double act of the two ministers who delivered yesterday's budget raises the prospect of a merger between their two parties. John Drennan also references the ministerial double act in his lead story in the Irish Daily Mail, where he quotes Sinn Féin's Rose Conway Walsh's comment, "Never has it taken so long for two ministers to say so little of significance." In terms of content, Drennan credits Heather Humphrey for managing to win a number of one-off payments for her department. He also notes that the unexpected tag team of Simon Harris and Norma Foley also secured key wins with cuts in college registration fees and a free school book scheme for secondary school students. Ultimately, the most politically dangerous element of the budget, Drennan writes, may be the disappeared status of Stephen Donnelly. Every budget, no matter how bland or cunningly it is constructed, has an Achilles heel. This one is a health allocation that cannot find a single new initiative. In its analysis, meanwhile, the lead editorial in the Irish Examiner suggests that this was a budget aimed at the demographic, which is feeling the squeeze of the cost of living crisis, the mythical Middle Ireland. Is this the Middle Ireland of working families trying to get children through school and college while grappling with mortgages, or the Middle Ireland of single workers striving to get on the property ladder, or that of landlords looking for a tax break? Middle Ireland can be all things to all people, and there's a sense that yesterday's budget was similar, something for everyone, offending no one. Moving away from the budget, the story which generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun is the arrest of a man in Cork in his 50s on suspicion of the murder of Tina Satchwell, who's been missing since March 2017. And finally, after yesterday's official announcement that the UK and Ireland will be hosting Euro 2028, the Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both lead with the line that the race is now on to ensure that Casement Park is rebuilt in time for the tournament.